Next kinnah goes through all the different chelkei beis hamikdash that are missing. It's piece by piece, every little piece. Different hagashas, but I'd like to share a hagasha. The Gemara says kishu chai kole echod, kishu meis kole shmoina, that shiva that you have. It's a mlitza that Mishnah uses, that a sheep when it's living, it has one coil, it bleats, and when it dies, you make drumsticks, and you make a drum, the skin on top of the drum, and you use the sticks and so on, and flutes, v'chulu. The sign of something living is that it's one. L'mashal, if a person sees a car, and you ask him, what is it? Say, it's a car. If the car breaks beyond repair, and I bring it to the junkyard, then I ask what it is. He says it's about X amount of metal and Y amount of wiring and this amount of screws, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Because something, when it's living, becomes an integrated organic whole, and you don't even see the parts. When something is piece by piece, when something is not functioning as a whole, then each piece becomes noticed. Beis HaMikdash was an extraordinary machine that included so many halakim of Kedusha to create Hashras HaShechina. So when a person walked into Beis HaMikdash, all he felt was Hashras HaShechina, and that was it. There was a bit of shortchanging, and appropriately so, to the Pratim and the halakim. But once the Shechina is gone, and Beis HaMikdash is Chariv, a sense of all of the Pratim comes to the fore. And b'meila, the kinnah now is also for each and every part of it. So it's not only for the whole of it that's missing, but every single part of it also. And it becomes more pronounced because it's charev. And instead of seeing one Beis HaMikdash with one God in it, all I see now is a lot of inyanim of kedusha, a lot of different devices of kedusha. And each and every one has its chashivas, and it's possible to be marich each one, and it's necessary to be misabel on each one. That's why say shafalu, say mafalu, oya, the neitzian golu, the cholei bayishalu.